day. My name is Scott Paring, and I'm here with Sue Lynn Paring, my wife. And it is November 18th, 2018. We are on the road from LA to San Jose, and today we're going to talk about how Jordan Emmanuel Paring and Cole Jericho Paring came to be. So, Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Sue, if you would, start from the beginning. I understand you were married in 2011, and then tell us a little bit about your thoughts on kids and how that started out.
That's right. You and I got married in 2011. We were living in Santa Monica in a small 400 square foot apartment, living pretty happily, just as the two of us, dinks as they call us, you know. Double income, no kids. When we got married, we knew we wanted to have kids, and we always said, yeah, maybe we'd wait 3 to 5 years before we have kids. And then about 3 years into it, we said, maybe we'll wait another 3 to 5 years before having kids. I think we were enjoying the time, getting to know each other better, living together, and enjoying kind of building our community as a young married couple.
Sounds like a good time. And then how did you know when you were ready?
So I guess it was about year 4. And I don't know why. We both kind of said, do you think now is a good time? Even though just a year prior we had said, maybe we'll wait another 3 to 5 years. We decided that, sure, let's give it a whirl.
Would you say you were ready to nest? You wanted the nesting phase?
I don't think I cared much for nesting.
You wanted the nasty phase?
Having kids was nasty. Preparing to have kids was not.
Can't wait to hear more. So you decide on, let's go for it this year, and then what happened next?
I like to think we decided, it wasn't just me, and
still working. And then the week before, she was doing great. You know, 35 weeks, 36 weeks, 36 weeks. Right, they said they wouldn't let you get past 37. That's right, it was 37 because they're mono die. So we knew it was going to be 37, the 27th, Monday the 27th was going to be the latest. And then that week, things started to move. So one night we walked, I believe it was Monday night we walked to Brentwood. It was drizzling. You were wearing the red, really pretty burgundy sweater. And we walked and we stopped at the gas station and we walked to Yogurtland. And
it's a 3-mile walk.
3-mile walk in the drizzly rain. And you were out to here. And we met named Angel, the guy at Wyland. and then pretty much told us to chill. So it's going to be a while.
So they bring me some ice water, get that situated in the room. None of us had slept much, and so they hooked me up to the monitors and started monitoring my contractions and the timing and the intensity. And at that point, it was like, they were pretty painful, but it was like tolerable, you know, like a little bit of grit, a little massage. Did we have a yoga ball in there?
No, we were on all fours for a bit on the bed. Heather was very helpful. And then you started to get thirsty.
So I had some water, and I think the nurse had said, you know, they don't have too much. I said, okay, well, you guys said I'll be here for a while, so I figured I'd drink it now while I have the chance. And the contractions got stronger and stronger. I don't remember how far apart they were, but,
so she found it. weird. And then they're like, all right, it's go time. So, push, push, poop, you know? Went for it.
Oh, just like that?
Yeah.
So there are two doctors. There was a doctor for me. There was at least two nurses for me. There was each a nurse with a baby. And maybe another tech for each of the babies. Baby warmers, Ardula, Scott, myself. They asked me if I wanted a mirror. I said, heck no. And Heather, despite her insistence, wanted to videotape and take pictures of the whole thing. She said, you can always delete them. And we thought, yuck.
And it was, yeah, indeed. We were right. We watched it later. So I'm up there with Sue. They tell her to push. She's being a champ, pushing, like, what, every 2 seconds or something? I don't remember.
I think we timed it with each contraction. And you push for three, and then inhale for three, and then push. I think you're trying to push one.
Right away.
So we had what, lactation consultant come by and an OT come by to help teach us how to nurse the boys and teach the boys how to nurse. And our little family just doubled in size.
It was awesome. Kids were great with getting shots, pricks, getting circumcised. Not too bad. They slept. Basically, we were in the hospital for 2 nights. And we let them sleep the beginning part of the night in the nursery so we could get some sleep, which was great. So that was the 23rd at 11:57 a.m. for Jordan and 12:03 p.m. for Cole, a.m. p.m. Symmetrical. They're identical, great looking kids.
They were not great looking.
Cole wasn't when he didn't have his shorts on. Picture, sure. 5 pounds, 7 ounces, 5 pounds. 5 ounces, 18 and a half each.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyways, Sue woke me up to my favorite song. It's Christmas morning. She got it on YouTube. She didn't know it was possible. And jumped on me, which is fun. And then they passed all the tests, so we were able to take them home.
Just like that, a Christmas miracle. We had family in town, everybody came to visit. It was a really fun thing to have everyone have time off then to be able to come to visit. But I will say that Christmas was one of the most harrowing Christmases. First we went home and it was freezing in our apartment because we had been home and our heater, which is like a manual gas heater, has been off. And it's freezing. Our family came over to greet us and it was exciting. And then they wouldn't stop crying. And so we thought they might be cold. My brother-in-law ran out to CVS or Costco.
sleep in our room, big mistake. And they were up every single hour. First time I've ever seen every single solitary hour on the clock. You know, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It was just horrendous. But I had a few songs that they liked. Hey, you little buddy, what's up, buddy? How about me, my teeny little buddy? I bounced either on our medicine ball or on the edge of the bed. And we had no idea what we were doing, but it kind of worked. We were able to soothe them that your cholesterol.
Cholesterol
was very minimal. But they were fine.
And that was their birth story.
That's how the cookie crumbled. So, she was a champ. The recovery for her was pretty easy. Pregnancy was pretty easy. They were as healthy as could be. So, very blessed for that. No complications, no further business.
Right, where do you feel it?
Up like 20 minutes in, we didn't.